Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
305, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve, the possibility of snow tomorrow and throughout the weekend. Wow. More things change, huh? All right, we'll see what happens. Obviously, stay close. We'll make sure we know exactly what to expect, what to hope for, what to hide from. You know, the usual. Exactly. All right, lots of great stuff we'll be dealing with as we sort of plow through the afternoon. Interesting to hear these reports coming out of D.C. about the Obamacare subsidies. This really reveals what a complete and total farce Obamacare was to begin with. It was designed to be completely and totally unsustainable. It was designed to essentially wind up with government-controlled health care, health insurance, anyway. That's what it was always designed to do. If you look at the evolution of this whole Obamacare thing, and it's weird now that I'm thinking about it, I guess for some, Obama is a long time ago, right? But if you follow it, as many of us did as it was unfolding in live time, you realize what they did was to take the worst parts of all possible plans and programs and throw them into one. The idea that pre-existing conditions would now not preclude you from getting health care, health insurance, was the biggest development that could be put into the positive category. Again, an entire generation never heard the phrase pre-existing conditions, right? If you were to ask my sons, They really wouldn't know what that meant. For those of us, the generation before, my gosh, many of us lived in fear of pre-existing conditions. We've got a weird system in the United States. When we look at other countries and people say, well, you know, if we're a first world country and every other first world country gives people health care, it's not exactly true. But we have a very different system. Good, bad, or indifferent, health insurance here in the United States has always been a function of the employer having a relationship with the employee. It's always been considered to be part of your compensation. Everybody's always thought, well, you know, what's the salary? What are the benefits? What's the salary? What are the benefits? That's a job, right? That's what you're looking for in a job. What are the salary figures? What are the benefits? Okay. Now, you do have other places where that doesn't exist. If we look at England, They have the National Health Service. It's a terrible organization, by the way. People are waiting years and years and years for procedures that you and I can get in a week. You have a bad hip? You need a hip replacement? I got a guy, of course. Ryan Robertson is my guy. I forget which practice he is at this point, but that's where I got my hip done. Great guy. Heidi has had two hip replacements and a shoulder replacement. And is going through a whole bunch of other stuff right now. So anyway, you know, she's an older model, as you know. It happens like a car, man. You know, the parts just start to go. They wear out after a while. Otherwise, I mean, she's a fundamentally healthy lady, believe me. But some of the parts are okay. So she's got some folks. And if that doctor says to me or to her, listen, your hip is bad or your shoulder is bad, it has to be replaced, I'm going to get you in the next 10 days. You're going to have to deal with it for 10 days. Or in the next week, oh my God, you don't know how bad it is. 2 days from now, you've got to be at such and such a place. We've got to replace that. That happens. Now, if you're in the United Kingdom and you have National Health Service insurance, well, it's actually not even insurance. It's National Health Service care, right? You can go to a private doctor if you want, but you have to pay. So if you're going to get your NHS care, it is taking years to get replacements for hips, years to get replacements for shoulders. Regular, just, hey, I got a sniffle, forget about it. All you can do is call in a Monday morning. Now, we know this up close and personal because we have a good friend of ours, a guy by the name of Pete. Pete comes and visits us. He's been here many times. In fact, you know, now that I think about it, he's been on In the Garage with Stan Andruski. Not last time, but the time before that, when Pete was visiting. He came in with me to be on In the Garage with Stan Andruski. So we know from Pete. And now Pete grew up in this system. This is all he knows. And he keeps telling us, and all the Brits keep telling you, well, you know, healthcare is free. Not true. Yeah, we don't pay for it. Except you do. No. I go into the hospital or I go into the doctor. All I do is I go in and then when I leave, there's no bill. No, but you've prepaid. Your marginal tax rate in the United Kingdom, in some cases, is 75, 80%. You have prepaid and you're getting crappy service. Now, that they will agree with you on. Yes, the service is crappy. There are not enough doctors. The doctors are all unionized. In fact, the junior doctors, they used to call them, the residents, we would call them here, they're unionized. They're going on strike in about a week or so for five solid days. They're just walking out. And they are the ones who, for the most part, provide most of the care. Your primary care physicians, you have to call Monday morning early in the day to try and get a space on the schedule. We've been here as Pete has had to navigate the time difference to use the phone to try and get on the schedule for his doctor. But it's, quote, free. Well, I got news for you. If you're paying that much in your marginal tax rates, I would expect better. Then you have some other systems that are slightly different. Canada is slightly different. Canada doesn't have a, quote, national health service, but doctors are compensated by the province in which they practice. So a doctor doesn't set a sliding scale or put up a menu of available service and say, here's how much this costs. The doctor is actually employed by the province. And the province, similar to our states, pays for health care. Same thing. You're not necessarily going to get a bill, but you're still paying. Your marginal tax rates in Canada run 50, 60%. You are paying, despite what you say about how it is free. Now, here's the other problem. Canada in particular, it's a set amount of money. And the set amount of money is based on the government's decision of what they will need. Well, let's say there are a lot of people sick one year. Well, that just stinks to be you then, because they've already set the budget and you got to wait till the fiscal year ends for them to fund it better. What does that mean? It means you are quite literally waiting for care. And again, things that you and I here in the United States of America can get essentially with a phone call, a CAT scan, an MRI. You know how easy that is to get? In Canada, forget about it. You are waiting. Could be a year. There are folks waiting upwards of a year for an MRI, upwards of a year for a CAT scan, which is why if you go to America's northern border, anywhere along the border with Canada, you will see a whole slew of MRI and CAT scan facilities. Because Canadians are coming across the border paying out of their pocket to get an MRI, to get a CAT scan, instead of waiting in pain for a year. Here's another horror story. Used to happen in Montreal all the time. The hospitals would simply run out of money. The province of Quebec had funded them for the year, but they ran out of money. Whatever the reasoning was, there were a lot of sick people or there were a lot of procedures that were very expensive. Whatever it was, they ran out of money. And you know what happened to those hospitals? They locked their doors until such time as the new fiscal year ran around and they could reopen them. But again, oh, it's free. Australia is a big hodgepodge. They do have a national health system, and then each of the states in Australia pays doctors, but doctors...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can also set some rates. It's very bizarre. Very bizarre. But you and I are living in a system that is very different. It's very different from every other system in the world. It is perhaps the best of the worst or the worst of the best. I don't know. But I don't want to trade it for a, quote, free system where I'm waiting a year or 2 years for an MRI or a CAT scan. I'm waiting 4 years to have a hip replacement or a shoulder replacement. Or I get taken to the hospital only to be met by locked doors. So when I hear these boneheads in D.C. talking about Obamacare and how they want to supplement it, understand that's not their real mission. Their real mission is driving everybody who is in that system into a government-run system, just like Canada or the United Kingdom. And ultimately, since that system will be unsustainable as well, their ultimate goal is to completely and totally socialize, nationalize health care. That is NHS. I don't want it. 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Well, all right, let me give you the little asterisk portion of that. And I know what you're saying, Jeff. Really? Adam Sandler? Hey, our people were busy writing all of the good Christmas songs. This is what we got, all right? You're going to just the way it is. We got Adam Sandler and the Hanukkah song. We got dreidel. And we've got My Menorah. Now, My Menorah, I don't know if you've taken care of that yet, Jeremy. You got to get My Menorah. That's actually, as far as it goes, it's not bad. My dad, look, we were poor. I think I've mentioned that in the past. No, I mean, not like, oh, we were lower. No, we were poor. Poor. Actual P-O-O-R. Poor. So we didn't have money. And that meant my brother and I didn't necessarily get a gift every night. What my dad would do was to take one gift, a bigger gift, and essentially separate it into eight pieces. So every night we would get a piece of the present. And then by day eight, or night eight, rather, we would have the actual gift. He did that with the Planet of the Apes treehouse. That was a very big item that year. And both my brother and I were into Planet of the Apes. We had the Planet of the Apes figures, and then we got the treehouse. Pretty cool. And now that I think about it, what they did, really, my folks, because again, did I mention we were poor? What they did was to say, okay, well, we'll get the boys a gift, just one. So what my dad really did, now that I think about it, was to separate it into 16 pieces. I guess we must have built a piece of it each and every day. All right, let me share with you a little piece of information actually coming in from the home office of Casa Cats. It's a rare treat that my lovely bride actually listens to this show. Well, a treat for me, probably not so much for her, but she said, don't forget, when you're talking about British healthcare, you have to wait to get a letter to confirm your appointment. I had forgotten about that. So if you are first on the phone Monday and somehow, some way you get through to your doctor and you get an appointment, you can't just go. You now have to wait for somebody to send you a letter on paper in the mail that will confirm your appointment. Don't show up ahead of time because they will not see you. There you go. Note here from Tony I want to share with you, which I think is really quite telling. For anybody, again, who's thinking, oh, come on, you're not telling the truth about the Canadian system. Yeah, I am. Jeff, 20-plus years ago when I was active duty Army, I was doing a military training exercise on a Canadian installation in Ontario. I sustained a minor injury requiring stitches. The military hospital was closed, so they drove me to the local hospital. It was also closed. They then had to drive me into the nearest city to find an open hospital. It was eye-opening. Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens. Anybody hearing about the super flu? There's a lot of talk about the super flu. Most of us would hear that super flu and think, wow, this flu must be really bad, right? You're going to feel much worse. It's really going to impact you in a bad, bad way. No, what they mean by super flu is simply that it is easier to spread, I guess. It's more communicable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm not sure that that makes it super. I think it just makes it maybe more communicable. You think part of that is designed to scare people? I do. You think it's designed to get people to get flu shots, maybe? One of the things they are doing, by the way, in the United Kingdom is saying to them, oh, you are probably going to want to start wearing face masks again. Ugh. Not here. Telling you that right now. It is 327, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 336, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, and now we're talking about the possibility of snow back in the picture, rolling in. Let me just see what the latest is before we chat with our media equalizer, Brian Maloney. All right, now, some places I'm simply seeing clouds, but I heard earlier snow. Well, we'll see, and we'll find out from Matt DiNardo at 8 News what the real scoop is. Either way, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., I'd urge you to be listening to Richmond's Morning News, hosted by Rich Herrera. A lot of folks reaching out to me over the last week saying, hey, we've been listening to Brian Maloney, the media equalizer, on your program forever. And now we're seeing him pop up on all sorts of television networks as well. What's going on with him? I thought, well, I should probably ask him. And luckily he's here, so I will ask him. Brian, welcome, and what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll just leave it there then. I don't know. I'm just getting a lot of people reaching out saying, hey, we love when Maloney is on Friday Eve, and now we turned on Fox here. We turned on this there. And there he is. So.
Well, there you go.
Okay. All right. Well, apparently we're going to keep it under wraps, but I'm thinking of good stuff. That's what I'm going to say. All right. Now, last week when you were here, you were actually joining us from the White House.
Yeah.
What'd you come away with? Impressed with what the president and his team are doing? Disappointed? Mets? What do you think?
Well, you know, I came away with a pretty surreal but very realistic sense of what's going on, and a lot of inside scoop, so they just don't think that is out there in the news media at all from either side. And that was, and it's concerning, to be honest.
Okay.
It is, you know, we've had a lot of people that he has hired leave because in various departments like DOJ and others, because they go in there, the environment is so hostile that they can't even be seen in the office because they're being monitored, they're being tracked. They can't have meetings with anyone inside the office because that's being logged and recorded. So they have to have their meetings in secret places outside of the building, or they can't, so they can't do their jobs. And some of them are just quitting, and some really important people are quitting that are not necessarily people that, you know, your listeners have heard of before, but we're doing very important jobs at mid-level, you know, where it's totally necessary to function and to get some of the things done we wanted to get done. And they're just giving up because, you know, at what point do you realize I'm not going to be able to do this job? So it's that bad right now. And, you know, I'm reminded that we were at the same point, essentially, at around 2017. We were facing the same thing. And he kind of turned it around a little bit, but the point being that the deep state is alive and active and, you know, potentially violent as ever. They're just biding their time, waiting their turn to retake the top posts, but they still have control at the lower and mid levels, which is where most of the things get done on a daily basis. And that's, so it's very bad right now, actually. And, you know, on our side, what we have is basically complacency. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of people who assume things must be going well if we've got, you know, this celebrity in this position and that famous influencer in that position at the top, and things must be getting done, and they're not getting done. And, you know, sometimes we can blame those folks at the top that he hired, and sometimes we can't. You know, sometimes some of them are not really pursuing the targets the way we need to because they're more concerned with getting their next cable talk gig or book deal. Okay. And then some of them are really trying and just running into roadblock after roadblock. So we're in tough shape right now. And, you know, I think that we also have a party that really isn't interested in winning elections. We don't see any sign of energy there, you know, and desire. Do you, Jeff? Do you see that from them?
And now, and again, though, I compare and contrast. I watched the president in Pennsylvania the other night. I thought he was firing on all cylinders. I thought he was driving the message home. But obviously, it's not a one-man show. You've got to have the team working. And so that's my concern. I guess I share it with you.
Yeah,
is that team
the team. Well, the team isn't there, and that's the problem. And I agree with you about the other night, but that was the first one that he's done in a long time. And I really think that he should be back out on the road doing that on a regular basis. I really do, and not overseas. I really think the overseas trips need to stop for a long time. And, you know, okay, if there's a big, you know, deal that can be cut somewhere, great. And, you know, go do that real quick and come back. But most of the time needs to be focused here because the average American right now is in financial trouble, in financial distress.
Right.
People are struggling to pay their bills. The utility bills have gone through the roof. And we know who's really at fault at that. Are these, you know, governors and these bad policies in these states has a lot to do with it. But the bottom line is, who do people blame?
Yep.
You know, they blame the top, and that's how that's going to happen. And so people are struggling to pay bills. They're struggling to get by. Inflation is still present in a lot of areas, not everything anymore. Not, you know, I mean, got some prices coming down, gas, a few groceries have come down, some have not.
Right.
But you can't go out and have some kind of victory tour. But on the other hand, what you should be doing is getting back out there and re-engaging with the people. So that event the other night there, I would be doing 20 more of those around the country. If I were him, I'd be doing that right now. I'd be getting those organized. I really would.
Yeah, yeah. Brian Maloney joining us. Brian, of course, the media equalizer, one of the most talented talk show guys I've ever heard throughout the years, and more importantly, I think, somebody who has been very, very active in campaigns and organizing and getting people on the page. The president, however, is clearly not going to organize himself 40 different events. It is going to be something, I guess, he turns to somebody in the office and says, hey, I've got to go out and do these things. Then you do have to wonder if all these concerns that you're voicing are spot on. You have to worry if those people are going to say, well, we just can't make it work. Let's get back to doing something else, because they don't really care about what his agenda is.
Well, that's just it. It's a mix of people, of the small team that he does have. It's a mix of people who want to do good things but are thwarted at every turn, and people who were bad hires and want to undermine him at every turn and should have never been put in their positions.
Right.
So those are the two groups that we have right now. And I got to tell you that sometimes it's a little bit of a surprise who's on which team. You know, sometimes the people that you thought were maybe bad players are not so bad. And sometimes the people you thought were going to do something are on the dark side. So,
wow.
You know, it's a confusing game of trying to keep score from day to day. And, you know, it's not easy to do. It's just it's not easy to keep track of. But I feel like I got a very insider sense of what was going on. And I'm telling you a lot of things today, Jeff, that I don't think you've been hearing in the news media at all, because I don't think even our own people get this right now. I don't think they understand. You got to be in and around the town. And what a weird place it is to really grasp it.
Yeah. Well, it's always been a very bizarre place, a company town in very many ways. And people are impacted, and then somebody like you who knows the right folks and listens to the right folks, you're going to get all of that. Well, I guess one of the questions I would have then, is it possible to right this ship, or are people looking at this and saying, forget about it, it's done?
No, it's not too late. And by the way, I wish I could tell you so much more that happened in meetings that I can't talk about. You know what I mean? I wish I could tell your listeners everything, but I mean, I told you as much as I could, let's put it that way. But yeah, but I do not think it's too late at all. And, you know, the first time around 2017, you know, we did get better, you know, as time went on, but it took a lot of fighting. And I think that fighting needs to come back now. Okay. And so people need to get kind of riled up, you know, people need to realize how much is at stake right now, how it's really, really, everything's on the line right now.
Man, this is very disconcerting. It really is. I know you're not trying to hide anything just to make it sound like something else, but
No, I'm just telling you the flat-out truth, the flat-out real story here, but I don't think it's too late. Not at all.
All right. How does it play into all of these midterms that everybody is concerned with?
That's the thing. Okay. That's the thing. First of all, we've got to fix our elections because they are not fair. They are not honest. And it's shocking the level to which they are manipulated. And the problem with us is when we win one, we get complacent and we think, oh, it must be fixed now. And it's not. Right. It's just that we overcame the margin of cheating one time. And that's that's all that was. Right. So, but nothing has been fixed. Nothing. Well, I mean, look at Virginia. I mean, look what just happened. You really think things are legit? I don't. You know, and New Jersey was actually a lot worse. I thought New Jersey was just New Jersey's numbers are so beyond the pale. I can't believe anyone with a straight face could believe those are near accurate. So, you know, we've got a massive, massive security breach on our hands in terms of our elections, that there are bad players in the mix, inside the computers, inside the machines, who are manipulating things.
Wow. I need to know your sense of something. All of the discussion, allegedly, about redistricting, all of these crazy redistricting efforts, and we're seeing it here in Virginia, where the Democrats are saying they're going to redraw congressional districts first, so we would go from 5 Republicans to 1. Did it all start with Texas, or has this been the game plan for the Democrats all along?
I think it was their game plan all along, and it's just that our own side got moving for once and decided to respond, and you know, which is rare, because I think they realized what was about to happen. So, you know, but the bottom line is, if and when this happens in virtually every state in the country, which it will at some point, it's a losing game for them, because, it probably helps us by 1 or 2 seats if you do this across the country, if you do this across the board. So it's a zero sum game, sort of, you know, but I mean, Virginia, I mean, what does Virginia become the next, California? I guess so, apparently. I mean, that's not reasonable.
No. Oh, gosh, no. Well, look, even in my other beloved Commonwealth of Massachusetts, you know how this goes. You've got 40% of people who vote Republican each and every election, and yet you don't have a single Republican Congress member at all.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what I tell people, because they say, how can you live up there? You know, and I say, look, there's 40% of us, so everybody I know is a decent person. I don't hang out with the 60%, you know? Right. I mean, so we're outnumbered a little bit, but not by that much.
Right.
So, and it's not, and doesn't mean we can't ever win, because we've won plenty of things before. Yep. But you're absolutely right. And, you know, there's no way to gerrymander New England, because it was gerrymandered long, long. In fact, it was invented in Massachusetts.
Yes.
The concept historically came from Massachusetts. So
That's right.
it was I mean, oh, you've seen proud that moment. Image of the salamander, you know, that's where that word comes from.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It's a gerrymander. It was a salamander-shaped district of the North Shore, north of Boston.
Yeah. Yep. Well, listen, as I said, another proud moment for the People's Republic. It's crazy.
They don't brag about that. They have this wall of things at Boston Logan Airport where they brag about all the things that came from Massachusetts first, and they don't have that one listed on the board.
No, isn't that great? you know, there's a lot of work going on at Logan. Maybe what's going in Terminal F.
They don't brag. Day. They're not bragging about the corruption on there, you know, the 200 plus years of corruption. That's not on there anywhere. Yeah.
But it's in process, Brian. We'll have to or they'll have to form a commission, big dig style. You know, you need to
exactly
figure it out.
Right.
Do me a favor, let everybody know where they can take
gander
at what you are doing.
Yeah, facebook.com/media equalizer, one word, media equalizer, or Red Wave America.
I love it. Brian, as always, thank you for being here, sir. That is Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer. Check him out on Facebook. Again, facebook.com/media equalizer. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Deck your home with blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Free.
Plus
free samples and free shipping.
Free. Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La 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 la, Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.